I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. State officials say more heroin is coming into Vermont than ever before, and the ripple effects are disturbing. We've reported on crime waves across the state, the tough choices families face as their loved ones descend into addiction, and the response of two communities to the crisis. But Vermont's opiate epidemic also has a huge impact on the children who are living through their family struggles. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report for our series, State of Recovery.
Good morning, girls.
Good morning.
Hey, I love your hat.
In Brattleboro, Academy School Principal Andy Pacciulli tries to greet each student as they start their day. This is one of the town's three elementary schools, and the principal welcomes kids who are homeless and who are hungry. There are kids who are dealing with mental illness and who are coming from homes of extreme poverty or violence. And increasingly, Pacciulli says, he's seeing students dealing with the effects of heroin use at home.
We're seeing more kids come to school who aren't ready, who are having trouble functioning in a school environment. And much of that we attribute to this level of dysfunction in so many families, which I think also is related to substance abuse.
Vermont's heroin crisis plays out every day in the headlines across the state. The overdoses, crime, and desperation that stem from addiction can be tracked in the stories of adult Vermonters caught up in the epidemic. Pacciulli says kids get caught up in that world, too, and confront those severe situations at home. And then the schools are left to help them process and try to move beyond the trauma.
You see, they're not ready. It makes it very difficult to be engaged with 17 other kids in a classroom and listen to directions and concentrate on learning math or literacy or science when something has happened at home that's just had a significant impact on you.
Lori Schreiner is a clinical supervisor at Healthcare and Rehabilitation Services, the state's designated mental health agency in southeastern Vermont. Schreiner says children who are exposed to the violence and neglect that often come along with addiction can suffer long-term effects.
I think we know neglect and abuse, and there's been lots of research on trauma, impact mental health of children and health of children. So substance abuse being that if a parent's unavailable to parent becomes neglect or abuse, I mean, in reality, how it impacts a child.
And trying to serve these kids and families can be especially challenging, according to HCRS clinician Liz Mueller. She says it can be hard to get parental or guardian consent for treatment when families are deep into addiction. And parents who are using often don't follow through or show up for appointments.
And that makes it really difficult with families that are actively using potentially to continue with those services so that we can start to maybe make up for what wasn't there earlier on to try to build the skills for the kids and for the parents.
Vermont schools and mental health agencies are overwhelmed with the fallout from the opiate crisis. But the state might be dealing with the impact for a long time. Abigail Crocker is an assistant professor at the University of Vermont, and she's designing a long-term study with the Agency of Education to track the effects on children who are exposed to opioids during pregnancy. Crocker says the University of Vermont Medical Center puts resources into making sure babies who are born to opioid-dependent women get a good start on life, but there's very little known on how those children do going forward. UVM and the Agency of Education are setting up a confidential data tracking program to see how these children perform and behave as they go through school.
We'll be using data on babies who were born where we know that had an opioid exposure during pregnancy, and we'll be able to look and see what's happening in the education realm with those kids 3, 5, 10 years later.
Schools across Vermont are seeing more families that are battling addiction. Wendy Geller of the Agency of Education says the state recognizes the need to develop a long-term strategy.
There's not a lot that we actually know in the scientific community about what happens for kids who are born of opioid-addicted moms.
Education and mental health officials all say the crisis is growing, and they say they are being asked to do this work at a time when funding is hard to come by and when more coordinated services are needed. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.